think most people think of the Everglades as just that part, perhaps south of Lake Okeechobee, or perhaps just...
Well, in a way, you might say the true grassy glades are just south of Lake Okeechobee, but it's only a part of the whole basin. I like to make it clear that it's the Kissimmee-Okeechobee Everglades Basin, so they'll realize that the Everglades don't go all the way up to, as the grassy glades don't go all the way up to Orange County.
Yes. So where does the basin truly begin?
What?
Where does the basin...
Well, the basin begins just south of the end of Orange County. Actually, Orange County has lots and lots of lakes left over from the original runoff of the salt water. The northern lakes flow into into the Ocklawaha River. The eastern lakes of Orange County flow into the St. John's. So they are naturally in the St. John's Water Management District. Well, there were one or two small lakes at the very southern end of Orange County, from which water could be said to flow down southward into the Everglades. But actually, there's a little lake called Lake Clear, where a little of the water may have started down. But now the poor little lake is so filthy, all full of inadequately treated sewage and old boots and stuff, tin cans and stuff, that when I was in Tallahassee at one time, when they were setting up these water management districts, I said, "You can have Lake Clear, we don't want it, because you're going to have to clean it up yourselves if you want it to get into the St. John's system, but we don't want it at all." So we consider that the Kissimmee Valley, what we call the lower Kissimmee, begins at south of Orange County. There are upper lakes, the Kissimmee and some of those lakes up there, but their conditions are different. We don't have to worry our heads about them. They're in the St. John's Water Management District.
Are there any other tributaries into Lake Okeechobee?
Yes, there's one called Fish Eating Creek. That's at the northwest corner of Lake Okeechobee. And actually, I think Fish Eating Creek is mainly in what we call the Southwest Florida Water Management District. There are a number of river systems in Southwest Florida, more even than just the ones that flow into Tampa Bay from the Green Swamp. There is a watershed there somewhere, which I'm not familiar, in which the Fish-Eating Creek flows eastward into Okeechobee from the northwest. And I actually can't tell you exactly where that limit of the South Florida Water Management District begins. I know it's north of the Caloosahatchee River, but if it includes something of the Fish-Eating Creek Basin, I'm not sure. I should really know about that, but I don't. Fish-Eating Creek is lovely. It's almost untouched. And it might just be part of ours. I just don't know. It is not regulated, thank goodness. Nobody's tried to run a canal up it. It's a very primitive state. It's perfectly lovely. Lovely to go canoeing down. People can put the canoes in quite upriver and go all the way down to the lake. It's a perfectly beautiful canoe trip.
I canoed a bit on Fish-Eating Creek, but I've never been.
I know. Oh, have you?
Yes.
You didn't go as far as Lake Okeechobee?
No.
Well, you could, but you can see. So I don't really know what the source of Fish-Eating Creek is. Does it begin with the Greens? I don't think it begins in the Green Swamp, because of the river system that's north of the Caloosahatchee. Let's see, which is that? Now, there's the Peace River in there, and what's the other river? Is it the Peace River at Bradenton? Oh, there's another river there. They come in. There must be a divide, a watershed between the sources of fish eating and the Peace River and that other river's name I can't think at the moment.
You know, we speak of the Kissimmee, Okeechobee, Everglades
Yes.
Basin. And I'm assuming from that the Kissimmee is the primary or the major tributary.
Well, you can't call
the Okeechobee.
Oh, yes. It's, oh yes, it is indeed, because the Caloosahatchee flows out, and the St. Lucie and the Loxahatchee Slough, when it's flowing, flows out. So the major, you couldn't call it a major, it isn't a tributary, it's almost a source. But it's a source of the extra water. It isn't a source of the fundamental water. You do get the distinction there.
The source of the fundamental.
If there were no fish eating, if there were no Kissimmee, Lake Okeechobee would still be its normal height because of the rainfall. The extra water that comes in the Kissimmee is what flows down the cross, you might say, crosses Lake Okeechobee and flows into the Everglades. So the Everglades is more dependent on the Kissimmee even than it is on Okeechobee, curiously enough. But the Okeechobee is like a holding basin, the surplus of which flows south. People haven't understood that. But Gerald Parker, who did the great study of southeastern Florida, the groundwater of southeastern Florida, brought that point out, which needs to be emphasized.